This is the Music History Today podcast for June 3rd. On today's show, we have the Wu-Tang Clan and Rock and Roll Gets Banned. First up, though, as everybody else reminds you, please hit that thumbs up button, subscribe, hit the notification bell, leave a comment, and share the podcast if you're listening to the audio version or if you're watching this video on YouTube or Spotify Video. They tell me it helps with the algorithm. Now, with all that said, let's get to what happened on this date in music history. On this date in 1955, Buddy Holly opened for Elvis Presley in Holly's hometown of Lubbock, Texas. In 1956, Santa Cruz, California banned rock and roll music in public. In 1959, due to stereo recordings getting popular, Billboard magazine split up their albums charts into stereo and mono recordings. In 1964, the Rolling Stones performed live on American television for the first time, and Ringo Starr was rushed to the hospital after collapsing during a photo shoot while on tour with the Beatles. He was replaced on the rest of the tour by Jimmy Nicol, for you trivia buffs out there. In 1967, the event alleged to have taken place in Bobby Gentry's song Ode to Billy Joe happened when Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. The event really didn't happen, though. In 1968, the Velvet Underground's manager and pop artist, Andy Warhol, along with Warhol's studio curator, Mario Amaya, were seriously wounded when they were attacked by Valerie Solanas during an argument at Warhol's studio. In 1971, singer Crystal Gayle married her husband Bill Gatsimos. In 1972, the Rolling Stones started their Exile on Main Street tour. Also in 1982, Elvis Presley's mansion Graceland opened for tours for the first time. In 1983, Jim Gordon of Derek and the Dominoes killed his mother during a psychotic episode. In 1989, Reba McEntire married her manager, Narvel Blackstone. In 1992, presidential candidate Bill Clinton played the song Heartbreak Hotel on the saxophone during the taping of the Arsenio Hall show. It turned out to be a pivotal moment in the presidential campaign and also indirectly led to him winning. In 1993, Midnight Oil's appearance on MTV Unplugged premiered on television. In 1994, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch's Mark Wahlberg made his acting debut in the film Renaissance Man. In 1994, same day, Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam married his wife, Beth Liebling. In 2001, actress Tina Fey married composer Jeff Richmond. In 2005, the group Hollywood Undead was formed. In 2006, Metallica performed the entire Master of Puppets album live for the first time. In 2006, same day, Zach Hansen of the group Hanson married wife Kate Tucker. In 2007, Akon threw an unruly fan off a stage, literally. After a fan threw something at Akon, he grabbed the fan, dragged him on stage, then picked him up and threw him off the stage. In 2013, the group The Brothers Osborne were formed. In 2017, entertainer Belle Bundy married television executive Thom Hinkle. In 2019, Jay-Z became the first rapper to be declared a billionaire on Forbes magazine's list of wealthiest people in the world. And in 2019, same day, the boy band parody movie Pop Star Never Stop Never Stopping premiered in movie theaters. Albums that were released on June 3rd include in 1967 when the Ventures released Super Psychedelics. In 1969, Elton John released Empty Sky in the UK only. In 1970, Deep Purple released Deep Purple in Rock. In 1972, Pink Floyd released Obscured by Clouds. In 1977, Bob Marley and the Wailers released Exodus. In 1978, Peter Gabriel released the second of his albums called Peter Gabriel. In 1982, Raven released Wiped Out and George Strait released Straight from the Heart. In 1983, America released Your Move. In 1985, Brian Ferry released Boys and Girls and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds released The Firstborn is Dead. In 1986, Belinda Carlisle released Belinda. In 1986, same day, Queen released their classic album, A Kind of Magic. In 1990, Supertramp released The Very Best of Supertramp. In 1991, Danny Minogue released Love and Kisses, and Deacon Blue released Fellow Hoodlums. In 1994, Bruce Dickinson released Balls to Picasso. In 1996, Manfred Mann's Earth Band released Soft Vengeance and Tears for Fears released Saturnine, Marshall, and Lunatic. In 1997, Natalie Cole released This Will Be Natalie Cole's Everlasting Love, and The Tearaways released Ground's the Limit. Also in 1997, Pat Benatar released Inamorata, Rush released Retrospective 2, Steve Winwood released Junction 7, and the Wu-Tang Clan released Wu-Tang Forever. In 1998, Rod Stewart released When We Were the New Boys. In 1999, Phish released The Psychic Disc. In 2003, Roy Buchanan released American Axe Live in 1974. Also on that same day, Roxy Music released Roxy Music Live, and John Mellencamp released Trouble No More. In 2005, Shakira released the Spanish portion of her double album, Oral Fixation. In 2008, the 90s Rock Various Artists album came out, along with Weezer's The Red album. And in 2008, same day, Journey released Revelation. Singles that were released on June 3rd include in 1957 when the Isley Brothers released Angels Cried. In 1961, Mary Wells released I Don't Want to Take the Chance. In 1964, The Miracles released I Like It Like That. In 1967, The Doors released the radio version of their song Light My Fire. In 1970, Stevie Wonder released Signed, Sealed, Delivered, I'm Yours. In 1971, Bob Dylan released Watching the River Flow. In 1977, Peter Frampton released I'm in You, in Great Britain only. In 2013, Lorde released Royals. In 2016, Shawn Mendes released Treat You Better. In 2017, Danielle Cohen released What's It About You, and in 2021, Billie Eilish released Lost Cause. In classical music, in 1869, composer Georges Bizet married his wife Genevieve Halévy. And in theater, in 1961, the Broadway show Wildcat closed, and in award ceremonies that were held on June 3rd in 1979, Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 1984, La Cage aux Folles won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. And in 2001, The Producers won Best Musical in virtually every other award at the Tony Awards. Before we get to the births and passings, we'd like to tell you that we've rebooted the Music Halls of Fame podcast, where we honor a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, along with who we think should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we also honor another Music Hall of Fame or Walk of Fame. The new full podcast will be released every Thursday, along with extra segments that will be released almost daily on our YouTube channel. You can find the Music Halls of Fame podcast on its own channel on YouTube, or search the Music Halls of Fame podcast wherever you get your podcast from. Links to the podcasts are also in the show notes. Now, back to the Music History Today podcast. Artists who were born on June 3rd include Danny Wilde of the Rembrandts, David Cole of CNC Music Factory, entertainer extraordinaire the legendary Miss Josephine Baker, Ian Hunter of Mott the Hoople, Kelly Jones of Stereophonics, Kerry King of Slayer, Mickey Finn of T-Rex, Mike Gordon of Phish, Saffron of Republica, saxophonist Boots Randolph, singer Dan Hill, singer Denise Williams, singer Eddie Holman, singer Susie Quattro, Ariel and Gabriel Hernandez of No Mercy, also band leader Phil Nimmons, bassist Carl Pruitt, Bill Callahan of Smog, blues guitarist Jimmy Rogers, blues guitarist Lizzie Douglas, Dave Alexander of The Stooges, drummer Al Harewood, drummer Michael Clark of The Byrds, Eddie Willis of the Motown Funk Brothers House Band, Florian Pilkington Mixa of Curved Air, funk pioneer Curtis Mayfield of The Impressions, jazz guitarist Jack Wilkins, jazz singer Dakota Staton, keyboardist Billy Powell of Lynyrd Skynyrd, Matt Pike of High on Fire, pianist Carlos Franzetti, rapper Dave East, rapper Joshua Summerkin, rapper Lil Zay Osama, singer and actress Lalaine, singer Biba Doobie, singer Dakota Staton, singer Donald Skiam, singer Lucas Rieger, singer Life Jannings, singer Maya Alana Scavo, trombonist Graham Moncur III, trombonist Lillian Briggs, trombonist Tom Brown, trumpet player Bob Wallace, and trumpet player Ted Kersen. Artists who unfortunately passed away on June 3rd include composer Gottfried Schied, who passed away in 1661 at the age of 67. Composer Jean Engelbert Powells passed away in 1804 at the age of 35. Organist John Christmas Beckwith passed away in 1809 from a stroke at the age of 49. Guitarist François Defossa passed away in 1849 at the age of 73. Organist Julius Rubke passed away from tuberculosis in 1858 at the age of 24. Composer Heinrich Esser passed away in 1872 at the age of 53. Composer Georges Bizet passed away from heart issues in 1875 at the age of 36. Musicologist Ludwig von Kochel passed away from cancer in 1877 at the age of 77. Composer Carl Riedel passed away in 1888 at the age of 60. Composer Heinrich Kohlberg passed away in 1890 at the age of 76. Composer Nikolai Afanasev passed away in 1898 at the age of 77. Composer Johann Baptist Strauss Jr. passed away in 1899 at the age of 73. Composer Josef Roskazny passed away in 1913 at the age of 79. The first African-American woman to have her composition played by a major orchestra, composer Florence Price, passed away in 1953 at the age of 66. The conductor of Brooklyn's Scandinavian Symphony Orchestra from 1913 to 1939, conductor and composer Ole Windingstad, passed away from heart issues in 1959 at the age of 73. Composer Arthur Horry passed away in 1986 at the age of 89. Harpsichordist Scott Ross passed away from AIDS-related pneumonia in 1989 at the age of 38. Punk rock singer and guitarist for the Dead Boys and also the Lords of the New Church, Steve Baters passed away after being struck by a car in Paris, France in 1990 at the age of 40. Violinist Hub Matheson passed away in 1994 at the age of 52. The singer for the Royal Danish Theatre from 1958 to 1973, operetta singer and actor Paul Bunsgaard, passed away in 1998 at the age of 75. Heavy metal multi-instrumentalist and record producer Quorthon passed away from a congenital heart issue in 2004 at the age of 38. Composer Jonathan D. Kramer passed away from leukemia in 2004 at the age of 61. The pianist for the Saddlemen, Johnny Grand, passed away from cancer in 2006 at the age of 76. The Queen of the blues singer Coco Taylor, passed away from gastrointestinal bleeding in 2009 at the age of 80. Saxophonist and singer for Louis Prima and the Witnesses, Sam Butera, passed away from pneumonia in 2009 at the age of 81. Multi-instrumentalist Andrew Gold passed away from heart failure in 2011 at the age of 59. Composer Elodie Lawton passed away from cancer in 2014 at the age of 63. Fiddle player and songwriter for Fairport Convention, Dave Schwarzbrick, passed away from pneumonia in 2016 at the age of 75. Boxing and civil rights icon, who was also the subject of the 1975 song Black Superman, and was also referenced in Will Smith's hit Gettin' Jiggy With It, the greatest, Muhammad Ali, passed away in 2016 at the age of 74. Gospel singer Clarence Fountain of the Blind Boys of Alabama passed away from complications of diabetes in 2018 at the age of 88. And the founder of the Calcutta Youth Choir, singer and actress Ruma Guha Thakurta, passed away in 2019 at the age of 84. And that is it for the Music History Today podcast for June 3rd. Thank you very, very much for listening, if you're listening on the podcast, or if you're watching this on YouTube or Spotify video. As always, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, and share this podcast. And if you like this podcast and you want more of our podcasts, then I invite you to check out our Music Halls of Fame podcast in either audio or video form. It drops every single Thursday. You can listen to the audio version of this podcast on Apple, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, wherever you get your podcast from, all under Music History Today. You can also watch the video version of this podcast on either YouTube or Spotify Video, also under Music History Today. Our Facebook page is Music History Today, our website is JamaritaniaMedia.com, and our Twitter is twitter.com/Music History Day. Thank you very, very much for listening or watching.